method of ghusl mayyit, light up joss sticks or frankincense and move it around the takht of ghusl 3 times or 5 times or 7 times. Lay the deceased on the takht in the same way as he is laid in the grave. Cover the portion of the body from the navel to the knees, including the knees, with a cloth. Nowadays, white cloth is used to cover the body during ghusl. Once it becomes wet, the sitr of the deceased is exposed. Therefore, the cloth should be of brown or any dark color, and it should be so thick that the sitr is not exposed when the cloth gets wet. It is better if the cloth is folded once. Gently remove the clothes of the deceased, taking great caution of parda. Now, the ghusl giving person should wrap a cloth on his hand and first do istinja of the deceased on both sides, i.e. wash with water. Then he should make wuzu of the deceased as for salah. Wuzu of the deceased does not include washing hands up to the wrists first, rinsing the mouth and sniffing water into the nose. However, wet a piece of cloth or cotton wool and rub it on the teeth, gums, lips and nostrils of the deceased. It includes washing the face and then washing both hands of the deceased up to and including the elbows thrice. Then perform mas'h, moistening of the head, and thereafter wash both the feet thrice. Then if the deceased has a beard or hair on the head, wash them. Soap or shampoo can be used. Now lay the deceased on his left side and pour water boiled with jujube leaves, which should now be lukewarm from head to toe, such that it reaches the takht. If water of jujube leaves is not available, use pure lukewarm water. Then repeat this step after laying the deceased on his right side. Then make him sit with a support and gently move your hand towards the bottom on the lower part of the stomach of the deceased. Wash if anything gets excreted. There is no need to repeat wuzu and ghusl. At the end, pour camphor water from head to toe. Then wipe the body gently with a pure cloth. It is farz to pour water on the whole body once, whereas it is sunnah to pour it thrice. Do not pour excess water during ghusl mayyit. Remember, you will be held accountable for every drop of water in the hereafter.
For farz uloom and obligatory knowledge, visit www.farzuloom.net.